Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. Today, we want to talk about face-to-face. We have a person who is very appropriate to talk about this. We have Susan Bird. She is the TED resident and also the host of Conversation 360 podcast. Hi, Susan, 你好。
你好, Sherilyn.
Right, lucky we now have the technology that we can record this podcast face-to-face through Skype.
I know, that's a first step. In fact, I think it's an interesting use of technology to enhance face-to-face conversation. I think sometimes we think we don't need it at all, but I think this is a good way to actually feel the presence of somebody else.
That's right. I personally still prefer the real life face-to-face physically, but since we can't do it, you are in New York, I'm in London, this is the second best.
It's a pretty good alternative.
Yeah, so love to see you. So face-to-face is such an important concept, and we talk about that in a sec. The way to say that in Chinese is literal direct translation, face-to-face. So we say 面对面。
面对面。
面对面。面 is the face.
面。
面 is the fourth tone, so we go down. 面。
面。
面。And the character for face, 面, it's just like a shape of a human face. So they drew a line on top to show that's the hairline, and then like a square shape with like a more or less like a facial expression. That means face.
Oh, great.
Yeah, 面。
面。
Yes, this is also the same word nowadays they use for noodles.
Now, why is that?
Previously, there was another character, much more complicated, to show that's the wheat, and then that's like details of noodles. And then because of the Chinese government wanted to simplify Chinese characters, so after 1949, they changed a lot of characters, and this is one of them. So they just abolished the original spaghetti-look-like character to represent noodle, and they borrowed this simpler character, which was used for face. So now if you see this character, mian, that could mean either your face or that could mean noodles.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so mian and 面对面 together, the character in the middle, 对, that means to look toward the direction. And that means the mutual thing. And you can see to face something. Here, face is the verb. Face the challenge, to face the confrontation, mm-hmm. to face something. So here, face to face, 面对面. It's the direct translation of face to face.
面对面.
Yeah, 面对面. Yeah, so the value of face to face is never been replaced by either through emails or through text message. Nowadays, a lot of people, they make important decisions through a text message. Yeah, should we sign a contract? $3 million. Sure. And they just did that through text message.
Well, it's true. But I think we do lose something in the process, certainly when we're talking about relationships.
Yeah.
In some ways, I think face-to-face conversation has never been more important.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. We heard some horror stories that people break up by using text messages or instant messenger.
Yeah, I know. I feel that face-to-face conversation has become the new luxury. And in some ways, I feel it should be just the opposite, that if that we can create yet another way of distinguishing people, those who know how to really have a conversation and all those who don't. So I'd love to see that, you know, we're teaching so much public speaking in our schools. I wish we could teach kids conversation in which they also learn how to listen.
Right. Also, some very popular images nowadays, it's you see a group of people, mainly young people, I guess, in a restaurant, and there's supposed to be some situation that they should do 面对面, and they should really have the two-way or multiple-way conversation, and then you see everybody was focusing on their browsing their screen on their smartphones.
It's true. In fact, you see families doing that in restaurants, and I think at home.
That's right. Now, what we do when we have dinner at home, we just don't allow the devices.
I know. My son, who lives in Hong Kong, told me that when he goes out with friends, they put their phones in the center of the table and leave them on.
Okay.
Anybody whose phone rings and he or she answers it, then they pay for the meal for everybody.
I love it. Okay. I'm going to use that next time when I go out with friends, so no one can check the phone. since we're already 面对面, we should not be distracted.
That's great.
And you want to talk about your podcast?
Well, my podcast is called Asia and the West.
Okay.
And it's really conversations that I have with individuals that I think whose life or experience or work really sheds light on what's happening between these two important parts of our world, specifically China and the West. And I find that the more we learn about how other people think, whether they're Asians or Westerners, the more we realize how much we have in common and the more we can, in fact, collaborate with each other to make things happen.
Great. So in what occasion you think we really, really can't skip the effort of 面对面?
Oh, I think that life itself, it requires face-to-face conversation. From the time that we're born, we know that infants are highly influenced by the fact that people look directly into their face and make connection with them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's certainly true of all the people with whom we feel we have intimate relationships. But if you think about your own life, yes, you're right. People can make deals without ever having to see each other. But I think the really fulfilled life, when you think about the milestones in your life, they usually are connected to an important conversation that you had with someone, whether it's a decision to get married or a new job or creating a friendship. Generally, there's a conversation that is at the heart of it.
Yeah. So if we extend what we've learned, 面对面, and we say, let's face to face and have a conversation, we can say 面对面说话. 说话 is to talk.
Okay.
Yeah, 面对面说话.
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 You got it. So, you know, 面对面 is quite useful because sometimes if you, I'm talking about Chinese now, if we take out the first 面 and then we just say 对面. 对 is to face something. And 面, of course, originally means face, and then that also means surface.
Oh.
In this case, just like English, face, surface, is actually this from the same root. So facing the surface in front of you, that means across the road.
Oh, fascinating. Okay.
Yeah, so you can, in addition to use face-to-face, 面对面, now we actually learn the bonus Chinese phrases. 对面 means you are actually talking about neighborhood just across the road.
Mm.
对面.
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 Yeah, and then if you swap 面 and 对, and you say 面对.
面对.
That means to face, to confront something. You take on the challenge. 面对.
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 So, you see, Chinese is fascinating when we say 面对, that's to face certain challenge, to face situation. And then when we swap, we say 对面, that means the neighborhood opposite your road. And then when we put the three together, 面对面, that means face to face.
That's brilliant.
Right. Thank you so much, Susan, for joining us. Today we talk about face-to-face, 面对面. I hope you enjoyed it. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见. 再见, Susan.
再见.